Cape Talk. A worldview from London with Adam Gilchrist.
And the worldview with Adam Gilchrist is brought to you by OUTsurance. SMS OUT to 30674 now, and you could save on car insurance if you don't ask them for 500 Rand. Good morning, Adam Gilchrist. Really appreciate your time. As always, it's just part of our modern era that you wake up on a Sunday morning and you think, gosh, we're on the brink of World War III. For the third or fourth time this year. But
yes.
Let's talk about
the year before. Yes, absolutely.
Let's talk about the Iranian drone attacks on Israel. What does it mean and what is next?
Yeah, astonishing attack. It's interesting to read one or two things in or to try and second guess one or two things. Like, for instance, this wave of 300 drones, cruise missiles, ballistic missiles launched by Iran. Now, because they launched the drones first, the drones, which are essentially kind of exploding missiles, but they are slow moving. So it took 4 hours for the drones to get from Iran to Israel, and therefore the much vaunted Iron Dome system and all the air defense systems were all ready and waiting because they had 4 hours notice before the cruise missiles and ballistic missiles arrived. They got there in a matter of minutes. So was that a deliberate act by Iran to sort of tip them off and say, look, this is what we can do, this is what we're doing, shoot them down by all means, or testing maybe of the dome system? Or was this a mistake by Iran that if they'd launched the ballistic missiles first, maybe more would have got through? I'm not trying to give them military tips here, but interesting to try and work that out. Now, given that this was a retaliatory attack by Iran for what happened with their embassy, their diplomatic mission in Damascus, now we have the Israeli cabinet minister Benny Gantz saying they will exact a price for Iran's attack. So it's not tit for tat, it would be tit for tat for tit, and presumably then we get another tat. Where does this escalate to, or can it de-escalate? And the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has said time to step back from the brink. They are two of the most hardline, you do that, we'll do this kind of countries in the world, Iran and Israel. So to have them now directly opposed, attacking each other's territory, is a very difficult one to calm down. But there are a lot of players in this and a lot of allies of Israel as well who stepped in. The RAF and the US Air Force were both shooting down missiles on behalf of Israel. How this now plays out, maybe, just if we're not pouring water on it, maybe a little bit of foam on top of the fire.
Look, to me, and some of the analysis that I've read since Sunday morning is that this was a demonstration, shots, various shots across Israel's bow, but also about, you talk about supporters, and while the US and the UK have that supported a defense of Israel with that Iron Dome. You've also had Joe Biden telling reporters apparently on Sunday morning at the White House that the US won't necessarily support the tit for tat for tat of Israel.
An offensive.
Yes.
Exactly. Yes.
And then let's go to Australia. It's been described as Sydney's psycho killer, the man who stabbed 6 shoppers to death.
Yes, and it appears that he had some kind of mental illness going on. Of course, it's difficult to tell exactly because he was, I would say, in my opinion, necessarily shot dead. He was probably going to take more people's lives if that Australian policewoman hadn't pulled a gun and shot him. Interesting that that could have happened in your country. In my country, that policewoman probably wouldn't have been armed. That extraordinary standoff at the top of the escalator again shows, doesn't it, that sometimes just ordinary folk will have a go and help. And you wonder again if the guy who was wielding some kind of chair or stool at him again may have saved some lives because it was all delaying the attacker. Well, now we know he's Joel Couchy. We know that he had issues. We know that his family have spoken of their distress for the victims, but absolutely have endorsed the policewoman for shooting him. But we also now know that he had, for instance, recently advertised himself online as a male escort and had tried to join groups of gun owners. Now, he hadn't gone with a gun to the shopping mall in Sydney in Australia, but a great big knife was enough, frankly. But you wonder where he was going in his head. Unfortunately, we may never know some of that stuff. So there's a lot for the authorities to investigate. But do you know, it's sometimes people who have issues do stupid, nutty things, and it may be have to be written off as that, because Australia has all sorts of tough gun laws and all sorts of tough weapon laws. But sometimes people fall through the cracks, don't they?
And then finally, the ultimate eat and run, a wedding party in Italy.
Yeah, a newlywed couple who had booked this seafood restaurant in a little place, a little out-of-the-way place, whose name is Bovilla Ernica. It's down the road from Rome, basically. A little out-of-the-way place down the road in Rome. Probably not out-of-the-way for them, but they didn't live nearby. They came to that town. Family may have lived nearby, it is thought. A party of 80 guests turned up. They did the full thing. They had paid a deposit. They ate well. They drank well. They danced well into the night. And then they did a runner. Now, I suppose at the time, it's very difficult to catch up with a bride and groom saying, "Oi, you owe us money," especially, you know, everyone's a bit the worse for wear in the restaurants. But, you know, the next day we'll get the check. The day after that, when it's Monday, they'll come back. They never returned to pay. And ultimately, there was an address given, but it was only a temporary address. It was where they were staying while the wedding was on. So it appears that Lorena Prioretti and Andre Sevegna just melted away into the night, along with their 80 guests and a bill of about 150,000 rand. The restaurant is vowing to track them down. I don't think Interpol get involved in this sort of stuff, but we are talking Italy here. They probably know people, if you know what I mean.
Maybe that's the something borrowed in the saying of something borrowed, something blue. Thanks very much. Something borrowed, and they got that wrapped up. Adam Gilchrist, really appreciate your time. Chat to you tomorrow with The World View.